Blackstone Audio presents Disney's Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, adapted by Irene Trimble. This book is read by Simon Vance. Chapter 1. The moon rose high above a dark ocean. The quiet sounds of the sea, blowing wind, lapping waves and creaking lines filled the night with an eerie symphony. On the walls of a stone prison that overlooked the scene, a flock of crows alighted. The moonlit night was made even eerier by the grunts, moans and rattling chains of captive prisoners. A pair of guards dragged a prisoner in through the tower's stone doorway. The passage was clearly the way into the prison. The way out was very different indeed, as a number of unfortunate captives were about to learn. More guards, carrying 6 wooden coffins, made their way to a wall on the prison's seaward side. With a quick condemnation, they shoved each of the coffins off the wall, allowing them to plummet down and splash into the hungry sea below. The coffins bobbed to the surface, and the tide began to carry them out like a fleet of haunted vessels. 2 of the pine boxes sailed lower than the rest, and began to sink slowly into the black sea. One of the crows flew down from the prison wall, landing on a coffin. Peck, 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 peck. He began to tap away at the wood. Peck, peck, peck. The repetitive peck, 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 peck was just another sound to fill the shadowy night. Peck, peck, peck. It was also extremely annoying. The person inside the coffin that the bird had chosen agreed. Peck, 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 peck. Suddenly a gunshot was fired from inside.